last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services, driving your business growth. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post. There have been rows this year between the hotels in this country and the CSO over the true number of tourism visitors to Ireland. What's the latest CSO data telling us?
Evening, Matt. Well, I think those disputes as to the actual number of visitors coming to Ireland will continue between the CSO and the tourism industry, because the figures for June put out today by the CSO show a further reduction in the number of foreign visitors coming here, a decrease of 2% compared with June last year, to a grand total of 645,000 people. And June, along with July, August and September, are part of that key block for the big tourism industry where people come. So not only do we have fewer visitors, but they are spending less, according to that data out today, a drop of 6% in overall tourism spending to 647 million euro. That doesn't include airfares or boat fares. That is what they spend when they get here. And if you take the first 6 months of this year, Matt, according to the CSO data, we had 2.82 million people coming to our shores in the first 6 months, down from 3.2 million people. And when I read these figures, Matt, and when I look across Dublin City in particular, I can't make head nor tail of it, because for June, all I could see was tourists coming from everywhere, even though the CSO data would show a decrease in the number of British visitors, a decrease in the number of people coming from the Scandinavian countries, from the Benelux countries. The only real area they say that was growing is from the United States, where there was a fair chunky increase in June. But I do think these figures will be very important, Matt, because if the official data is showing fewer people spending fewer amounts of money when they come here, well, then that would augur well for the government going ahead and cutting the VAT rate down to help the hospitality industry. Or are the hoteliers and the restaurateurs and the publicans doing themselves out of it by saying, well, actually, the data you are putting out, the official CSO data, doesn't match with what their records are? And just to give people an indication as to how the CSO do it, they go around the airports around the country, they go around the ferry terminals, and they ask people who are departing, where do you normally reside? It's not where do you come from, because of course you could have somebody from Germany coming here, but they might live elsewhere. So they ask people, and that's how they get their data from 13,000 interviews face-to-face. So we will be having this conversation throughout the rest of the year, I figure.
Okay. Kerry Group is one of Ireland's most successful companies. What did it report today about its performance in the first half of this year?
Yeah, we've got lots of big Irish companies with financial results out to the stock exchange. And Kerry Group numbers pretty decent, because this is a global company. And of course, the global economy has been a little bit buffeted by all the various headwinds, from trade, from currencies, to what's going on in the United States. And Kerry would have big operations in America and big operations in Asia. But their profits, Matt, in the first 6 months of the year, up to 353 million euro, an increase of around 35 million euro. Their revenues were flat pretty much year on year, still a huge 3.4 billion euro. But what they do say is that they are confident of the rest of the year's trading, that in some of the markets they're in, particularly the food services sector in the United States, it's still actually growing, even though it is a country suffering from strong food price inflation and a little bit of uncertainty around the economy. But Kerry Group saying that overall their business in the US is growing, and they are looking at investing further, particularly in the likes of Asia and South America.
I see Smurfit Westrock also had earnings figures out today. One thing I always look for in Smurfit is cardboard box volumes, because the amount of cardboard boxes that they're able to sell tells you a lot about the state of the overall economy, doesn't it?
It does. And if you actually look at their financial numbers, actually, they made a loss of about 180 million euro. That's in the 3 months to the end of June. But of course, you kind of have to ignore some of their financial numbers, because of course, last year, they underwent a big merger with an American company called Westrock. But when you put those two companies together, they are absolutely huge. But let me give you what they're saying for their full year profits in Smurfit. And as you said, this is an indication of consumers and what they're ordering from online retailers and various other things. They still reckon, even after a loss in that quarter, they'll have earnings this year of around 5 the $5.2 billion. That's an incredible amount of money. This is a giant company. I think it is, in America alone, the third biggest maker of cardboard boxes, strong in Europe. And this is a company that benefits from online trading in particular, and also a shift to away from the likes of plastic packaging into cardboard boxes and paper packaging.
And one final one. Starbucks is one of the globally well-known brands, but it has had its problems in recent years and its sales are continuing to slide. But how is the new turnabout plan working for the company? So,
yeah, it's been a disastrous couple of years by Starbucks. And earlier on this year, they replaced its chief executive with somebody who has been known for turning around struggling restaurant chains, a guy called Brian Nichols. And he ran Chipotle, the grill, Mexican grill company in America. And he is actually hailing the most recent quarterly figures put out by Starbucks as a turnaround, even though total sales fell by around 2%. That would be the sixth consecutive quarter where sales fell, and sales fell all around the world. But what Brian Nichols is saying is, well, actually, if you look at the volume of decline, this has actually been the best quarter of all of those periods over the last 18 months or so, where sales have fallen down by just 2%. In fact, they point out that in North America, which is their biggest market, sales were doing a little bit better than they previously had been. And one of the big problems for Starbucks has been in the United States. People don't just walk into a Starbucks and order coffee. They order it via its app. And because so many people are doing it, orders are getting backed up, the queues are huge, and people are getting fed up, and that was turning away customers. They have decided to add more staff, simplify the menu, stop you from making 20 different customizations to your drink, which speeds up the baristas making orders, and also getting rid of shops where you can only get takeaways. They're deciding that turns away some customers, so they're putting in more seats to make them more cafe-like, where you can sit down and work or just read a book. And they're saying in America, that is leading to sales being a little bit better than expected. But in China, they are really struggling. They're struggling against a Chinese company that a decade ago didn't exist, okay, but has overtaken Starbucks to be the biggest in the market, a company called Luckin Coffee. And in that market, they're really, really struggling. And speculation that Starbucks could even offload their business over there.
Thank you. Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.